Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indian baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Indians home opener. This is Cole Wendell. We've also got Clayton Pearson over here. This is the Indians home opener here facing the Greenville Green Wave. We've got first pitch coming up here soon. We'll go through the Indians defense real quick here. We've got Ian Homan starting out at first base. Ryan Post at second base. Riley Willett shortstop. Joe Homan at third. Out in left field, we have Owen Chain. In center, we have Regan Martin, who will be DH tonight by Riley Post. In right field, we have the senior, Cody Shinneberry. And on the mound, we have Kobe Wendell. Behind the plate, Garrett Fowler. The Indians are coming off a loss from Tuesday night, Lincoln View. They're 1-1 coming into this game. Batting for Greenville Green Wave will be Landon Eldridge, Ethan Saylor, and Tyler Beike. Here's the first pitch here for Kobe Wendell. Ball's pitched right down the middle. Lynn swings for it. And it's caught out there by center fielder. It's one pitch, one out there for the Indians.
Lane catcher, number 7, Ethan Saylor.
As most of you know, it's a pretty young team we have out here this year. It's Kobe Wendell out here on the mound being a sophomore, and three other sophomores start behind him, with one senior out there with Cody. Brings Ethan Saylor up to the plate. First pitch is a strike. He watched it go by. So the Green Wave bring out the new slick uniforms out here. Next pitch is a ball, just a little bit inside.
Oops. I say outside.
Whoops. Clayton, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I've been the first two games in.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Get a lot of baseball in this year.
Got any predictions from this year?
I think get some valuable experience. I think hit a nice little streak come tournament time.
A lot of fun watching them.
Yeah.
Ball low. Makes a count 3-1 here for Ethan. Next up for the Green Wave will be Tyler Beike on deck. Next pitch, strike.
Full count.
As Ethan watches it go by, makes the count come full. Okay, Kobe Wendell to his first start of the year. Got a little bit of pitch count. He's had some elbow problems coming in. And full count pitch just a bit outside for ball four.
The pitcher, number 5, Austin, Tyler Beike.
Ethan down the first, and will bring up the pitcher for the Green Wave, Tyler Beike, with Warren Hartzell on deck. First pitch to Tyler is ball in the dirt. Everyone knows also today is the Reds opening day. That's where Davey is. That where Bubba is too.
That's my guess, but
Reds have a 1-0 lead over the Pirates. Next pitch is ball, just a little bit low. The runner takes off. Garrett tries to throw down, but the guy slides in there safe. And takes out Ryan Post at second. Makes count 2-0 here. The runner on second with one out. Greenville's 3-hole up to play. Pitch, curveball just a bit outside. Next count here is 3-0. and ball four there for the batter. I think you had it messed up. It's 3-1 now. I was striking earlier. That actually makes count 3-1 was there with that ball, so we have a little bit of bookkeeping issues over here from Peyton.
First time, give me a break.
That pitch also sent the runner from second to third as it was a pass ball in the dirt. Next pitch is right down the middle. Tyler takes it up to center field for base hit, and that will score one. Give Greenville the early lead here, 1-0. The runner on first, there's one out. That brings up Greenville's third baseman, Warren Hartzell, with Terry Miller on deck. With all the rain today, everyone was kind of worried the game would get in, but the field looks nice and dry and a little windy out, but can't ask for a much better day than this. First pitch of the strike, pitching outside corner as the runner takes off second and standing up easily. So let's count off here, 0-1. This guy on second. One away here in the top half of the first inning. Next pitch, curveball for strike two. 0-2 the count. Runner on second. Covered. Makes a little pickoff move to second, keeps the runner close. Warren steps back into the plate here for the green wave. Almost a check swing, but just a bit outside. Count 1-2 here. And looks like strike three, just on the outside corner, gets the batter looking for the big second out of the inning for the Indians. That'll bring up Terry Miller for the green wave with two outs here and a runner on second yet. First pitch up a little bit for ball one. The Green Wave, they look like they have a fairly young team. They only have a few seniors in their lineup. Pitch on the outside corner, foul ball. You need to count up that 1-1. Two outs here for the Indians. The pitch, big curveball in the inside corner for strike two. For a 1-2 count here for the batter. Two-way here, top half the first inning. Cody gets in for a sign. Pitch, curveball, swings down the third baseline. Joe fields it, toss over to first for the third out of the inning. The Indians get out of that one, but after giving up a run, make score 1-0 after first half of the first.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back here for the bottom half of the first inning here as the Indians come up to the plate. Go through the Indians lineup here real quick. Leading off for them is Ryan Post, who was also playing second. Batting second is the DH, Riley Post, who's DHing for Reedy Martin out center. Batting third is a catcher, Garrett Fowler. Batting fourth is the third baseman, Joe Homan, who's followed by the first baseman, Ian Homan. Batting sixth is Cody Shinneberry, the right fielder. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Owen Shane. Riley Willis batting eighth, just coming short. And running out the inning's lineup is the pitcher, Kobe Wonder. Ryan Post comes up to the plate. Been the leadoff hitter for the Indians this year. Looks like he'll be in that spot. Okay. Like he had a little inning struggle a little bit the other night on Tuesday. So Ryan got on once here with a hit-by-pitch last week. First pitch of the at-bat hits the outside corner for a strike one. Like I said earlier, I'm sure Bubba and Dave have said the first two games too is a young lineup. A bunch of sophomores and juniors all throughout the lineup, except for one exception with Cody. Second pitch is in there for a ball. Even the count at 1-1. Mr. Ryan swings it. Ooh. Hard hit out the right field. Gets past the right fielders. Ryan is rounding first and the second. And it looks like Jerry's going to hold him up a second. And the right fielder hits the ball into the infield.
Good hit.
It's a hard hit ball right down the right field line. Just what the Indians need to get themselves started for today. Especially get that run back after the first inning. That leadoff double by Ryan Post. We'll bring up the DH. Riley Post up to the plate. Okay, Riley, this opening day, this line of game, went 2-for-4 at the plate. Let's see if he can stay hot here. Get that run in somehow. Move him over. First pitch, a little low and outside for strike one, or ball one. On deck, we have the catcher, Garrett Fowler. And got a decent lead off out of second. Pitch just inside. Ball two. Here for Riley Post. 2-0 count here. As the Indians are looking to get their one run back after Greenway scored one in the top half of the first.
Swing and a miss.
Pitch for swing and a miss. Strike one. Next count here, 2-1. Pitcher gets a sign. Riley off, shows the bunt, pulls it back. And Ryan ends up at third easily on a stolen base right there. Like it was a fake bunt, steal all the way. So Ryan got a good jump down there. Makes the count here, 3-1. With Ryan over at third base. And Riley in a good position here at the plate. Anything you can do to get a run in here, Riley? Pitch, low in the dirt. Gets past the catcher. Ryan scores easily on the pass ball as Riley heads down the first and ball four. So that'll be the first run for the game for the Indians. It's tied up 1-1. That'll bring up the catcher, Garrett Fowler. And Joe Hellman is on deck for the Indians. 1-1 ball game now from that pass ball. Garrett shows bunt. Pulls it back as Riley heads back to first base.
I don't think you could ask for better weather for a home opener.
No, not at all. It's beautiful out. Got all the rain pushed back, and it's perfect. Garrett shows bunt again for ball two. Up in the zone just a bit. 2-0 the count for Garrett. So Garrett's the catcher for us. Expect to have big roles. He was injured last year in the opening day. And Garrett takes next pitch inside right off the back. He'll get a free base off that. That'll send Riley Post over to second base. Put runners on first and second here for the third baseman, Joe Hellman. Sarah Kopp wants to talk to Joe before he heads up to the plate. Got no outs here, first and second. The 1-1 ball game.
Number 21, Joe Hellman.
Got Gavin Toby out there announcing. Getting real into it.
New announcers here this year. Makes Park a fun place to be at. Joe steps on the plate. First pitch. Gets the bunt down. I'll send the guys over to second and third. Pitcher fields it. Throws down to first for the first out of the inning. But that will advance the runners to second and third. Riley standing on third and Garrett standing on second. So it's just what he wanted to do. A sack bunt there for Joe. I'm going to bring up the five-hole, Ian Hellman, with Cody Shinneberry on deck. Ian's in a great spot here to pick up two RBIs. Hit the ball hard here in the infield with the first baseman playing in, and right fielder's way in, too. Ian takes first pitch on the outside for strike one. I won't count here. It's one out. Wind blowing straight in from center field. Pitch just a bit outside. 1-1. Pitch to Ian. Swinging right to the left fielder.
Oh, he dropped it.
Drops it. That's going to hurt them as Riley's speeding the home. It's like Garrett thought he was going to catch it, went back to tag up, but dropped it and didn't get over third in time. So I'll keep Garrett over at second. Ian on first. After Riley just scored there to make score 2-1. That'll bring up the senior, Cody Shinneberry, with Owen Chandler. That ball's hit hard, but right at him, and I don't know if he wasn't ready for it or what. But
looks like it just hit the top of the glove.
Yep. I'll throw it back out. Hey.
Boom.
First pitch, big swing and miss. Strike one. Little one out here in the bottom half of the first inning. 2-1 Indians lead. Pitcher gets a sign of pitch. Curveball. Just a bit high, it looks like. Even the count up at 1-1. Cody gets the bunt down and just foul. Was almost right on top of the line there. Catcher pounced on it and killed it. Yep.
So close.
Makes count here 1-2 for Cody. He steps back into the plate. Pitch. Good battle there by Cody that fouls off that pitch. count. Still 1-2 here. One out. Runners on first and second for Cody. Owen Shane on deck. Pitch. Cody hits it hard to shortstop. Shortstop flips it over to second. Second baseman did not get it over the first in time. That is for the second out of the inning as Cody beats out at first. That makes it two outs here. Runners on the corners for the Indians. And bring up Owen Shane. Rally Will on there. A little battle there by Cody. Hit the ball hard there with two strikes, but nice play by the shortstop. Getting out there for him. That one steps in. Pitcher gets a sign. First pitch. Ball in the dirt. Cody's taking off to second. Looks like catcher did a little fake and faked the second, and the pitcher cut it off. So Cody's in there easily at second. Puts runners at second and third here. Two outs. For Owen Shane with the 1-0 count. Next pitch, strike on the outside corner. Just throwing us, any of their hold on to 2-1 lead here in the bottom half of the first inning. They scored one run off a pass ball and another one off of an E7 from the outfielder. Next pitch, foul ball. For Owen Shane, make the count here 1-2. Owen Shane steps back up in the play here. Stay alive. Hits the ball right back to the pitcher. Pitcher fields it and runs down and flips it over the first base for the third out of the inning. So that's the end of one, but not after the Indians score two more to take the lead 2-1.
Eric Lane's is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked polyp for only $7. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the polyp. That same great fish that they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded polyp with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $7. 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And we're back here in the top half of the second inning as the Green Wave bring up Titan Groat, Reed Haynes, and Cole Francis. First pitch here, Titan was a ball in the inside corner. It's going to be one to bring the next pitch. Curveball to the outside corner. Makes a count here, 1-1. Next pitch, hard hit ball up the middle. Riley Will fields it and toss it over the first for the first out of the inning for us. As it goes 6-4 in the book. 6-3
there, buddy.
Ooh.
Green Wave, number 8, Reed Haynes.
You're getting that one, Leah.
No, I will not let you move that down.
First out there brings up Reed Haynes up to the plate for the green wave. First pitch, curveball.
Good pitch.
First strike one, got the batter way out in front. One will bring the next pitch, ball. Outside, 1-1 count. Got a decent crowd out here for the Indians home opener. Everyone excited, has some baseball fever in them. Next pitch is outside corner, but it looks like the guy hit him as he was running the first. He's outside the batter's box. So, batter bunted it there, right down the first baseline. Took two steps out of the box, and looks like the ball kind of rolled right into his foot. And he was called out by the home plate umpire for the second out of the inning.
Off the bat, number 14, Cole Francis.
I'll be two outs here and bring up Greenway's shortstop, Cole Francis. He takes first pitch. It's down to the shortstop. Riley Will fields it cleanly. Over to first for the third out of the inning. It's a quick 1-2-3 for the Indians as they maintain the lead 2-1.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here in the bottom half of the second inning. For the Indians as we hold a 2-1 lead. Leading off the Indians will be Riley Will, followed by Kobe Wendell and Ryan Post, the three sophomores. Back to the Indians. First pitch is fouled back. It's the parking lot. Kind of clean. So Riley off with an 0-1 count. Riley's playing shortstop, had a couple nice plays last inning. He takes the next pitch for a ball. Make count 1-1 here. Next pitch is in there for strike. Riley's big swing and a miss. Make the count here 1-2. Be nice to get another leadoff, guys. On again, get some runs going. Especially with the bottom lineup. Riley swings, hits it out to center field. Center fielder comes in, but can't quite get to it as it falls in between shortstop and center fielder. I'll give the Indians another leadoff base hit. To bring up the pitcher, Kobe Wendell. With Ryan Post on deck.
Kobe Wendell!
Kobe scores around the bunt here. Pulls back to the pitches in the dirt for a ball one. They get a guy over on second for the top lineup and let them do their thing, you know? Riley gets a big lead off and pitcher throws over. Riley gets near easily, though.
We were caught stealing twice Tuesday night.
Is that right? And picked off or just caught stealing?
Picked off two times, and then the third time, Ryan about got picked off, but he somehow made it to second.
Really? Yeah. Well, hopefully get them all out now, you know?
Hopefully.
Next pitch here to Kobe. Swing for strike one. Makes a count here, 1-1. Do you think maybe get another bunt sign here? Get Riley over. Kobe scores around the bunt and fouled back. Makes a count here, 1-2. But you gotta get that bunt down there. Get the guy over to second. Especially top the order right behind you. Two strikes here on Kobe.
Keep yawning.
Boring you over here?
Just tired. Long day.
Next pitch. Ooh. Curveball for a strike three for Kobe. Catcher throws down to first. Riley gets back there easily. I'll make one out here. Brings up the top of the order in Ryan Post. Ryan is last at bat and a hard ball at the right field for a double. Let's get past the right fielder. Riley Post on deck for the Indians. So Riley's getting some decent leads down there. Pitcher keeps on throwing over. Keep him close. So we got a time out there by Riley.
Get that shoe tied. Then we gotta let the dirt bikes drive through.
Indians here in the bottom of the second inning with a 2-1 lead over the Green Wave. Pitcher gets set. Pitch. It's like a little hit and run there.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly executed there.
Shortstop slid right past that one.
The ball's hit the center. Center fielder boots it. Hit the runners on first and third. Riley Will on the pitch took off. When that happened, the shortstop ran over to second for the steal with the hit and run. Ryan hit it right where the shortstop was. And it perfectly. That puts runners on first and third. And brings up Riley Post with one out. Garrett Fowler on deck. Ryan with a big leadoff down there with no one covering. Holding him on. Ryan takes off for second. Pitcher throws back to catcher as Ryan. A little fake still there, it looked like. Looks like Greenway wasn't real sure what they're doing. They didn't have anyone covering second there. One out yet, one of the count. Next pitch, Ryan takes off, and they let him take second.
Free bases.
We'll take him.
Gotta love it.
Next count here, 2-0 for Riley. Runners on second and third is one out for him. Pitch up in the zone a bit for ball. 3-0. In the green light here if he likes it. He'll take that one way outside for ball four. That'll walk Riley, send down the first, load the bases. That'll bring up the catcher, Garrett Fowler.
Garrett's got Riley Will on third, Ryan Post on second, and Riley Post on first. It's a little confusing right there.
A lot of
Riley, Ryan, Riley.
A lot of ours. We big at bat here for Garrett. Get a few runs in. Keep this inning going. Garrett takes first pitch outside. I count here 1-0. at the infield playing in, so hit a ball hard here. Got a chance to make it out of it. Next pitch, foul back. Now I'm going to get the bus.
Ooh.
Got something.
That was loud. That was definitely
hit it hard. And no one's looking up here, so it wasn't any of us, at least.
Ouch.
One count here for Garrett. Next pitch.
Ooh.
Ball.
Almost hit him again.
They won the count here for Garrett. Pitch. Ball three. Take a free base here for another free run.
Most certainly.
3-1 the count here. Base is loaded. One out here in the bottom half of the second inning. Indians with a 2-1 lead. Pitch, strike two. Make the count full. One out here. Full count to pitch. Garrett swings. Crushed out the left field. Gets past the left fielder. That'll score Riley from third. Ryan and Riley Post is scoring from first. As Garrett Fowler ends up with a stand-up double to clear the bases. A big two-out hit there for Garrett.
Crushed that thing.
Hit it hard. That's the left fielder. Left fielder's playing in. Burn him pretty well. Score three runs for the Indians. That'll bring up third baseman Joe Hellman with Garrett standing out there on second with one out and Ian Hellman on deck. So scoring three runs there, that'll give the Indians a 5-1 lead. Joe Hellman takes the first pitch in the outside corner for strike one. The Indians aren't done yet. We still got one more out there in scoring position. Hard of the lineup up yet.
We only got one out.
One out. Keep it going. Ball outside. Greenway is getting pitcher warmed up down there. One one to count here for Joe. A pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Make the count here 1-2. It's a good looking curveball there for swing and strike three. Joe just missed. I'll be for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up the first baseman, Ian Hellman, with a chance to get an RBI out there. Cody Schneider on deck. Ian with a hard hit ball to left field last time. The pitch. It's like a little hit and run as Garrett took off on the pitch. Ian popped that ball straight up to the second baseman for an easy out there for the third out of the inning. But not before the Indians play three more runs there. Make it two complete. Indians lead 5-1.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer, need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible. Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling. Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and above you.
And we're back here in the top half of the third inning. Kobe will take some mound again. And for the Green Wave, we have Ethan Flannery, followed by the top of the order again with Landon Eldridge and Ethan Saylor. First two pitches to Ethan are balls low and inside. Make the count here 2-0. Pitch here for Kobe. Big swing and a miss for Ethan. Strike one. How many pitches Kobe at here?
Kobe has 30 pitches so
30
far.
30 pitches, so this could be his last, depending how long it takes. Strike two. 2-2. I know Kobe and Ryan both been having a little bit of elbow problems here to start the season. They both visited Cincinnati Red Doctor down in Cincinnati. Their elbow specialist. Next pitch out there for ball outside. Make count full count here. And payoff pitch is just a bit outside for ball four. So full count there, and up in a walk for the nine hole for the Green Wave. That'll bring up their leadoff man. And center fielder, Landon Eldridge. Land with a fly out to Ethan or to Regan Martin, his first at bat. He steps into the box. Kevin does over to first. Keep the guy close. First pitch here to Landon. Curveball falls in there for strike one. Pitch in there, just missed outside. Make the count here 2-1. Land out Eldridge up the plate here 2-1 count with Ethan Saylor on deck. Pitch fouled up. Back into the parking lot, just short of a vehicle. Count 2-2. Green Wave with a runner on first here, no outs. Kobe throws back over to first base.
Standard starting to fill up.
Starting to fill up.
Looks like we got some. Softball girl down there.
The girls started off their doubleheader this last weekend with big two wins.
Mm-hmm.
Lost an extra inning the other night, but should be a fun team to watch again this year. Batter takes off. The runner takes off to second as the batter swings and hits it out the center field, but it is caught by Regan Martin as he chases that one down. And the runner heads back to first.
Some really good range from Regan there.
Oh, wow, that ball is deep and in the gap, sort of.
Off the bat for the Green Wave, number 7.
I'll be first out of the inning. Now we bring up Greenville's two-hole hitter, Ethan Saylor. Last at bat, he had a walk. Ended up scoring One away over the green wave. Runner on first yet. First pitch. Fouls back to the backstop.
Let's get a double play here.
Double play in the inning would be perfect. Lights turned on. Turned on here. Next pitch, strike. Ooh, curveball on the outside corner. Garrett fires down the second. Just safe. Like, just got to do a little bit better job. They've been getting some good reads on him down there from first. And strike three for Kobe. For the second out of the inning.
Off the bat, number five.
Two outs. Runner on second against the green wave. And I'll bring up the three-hole hitter, Tyler Beike, who had a base hit his first time up the middle. Seems hoping to get third out here before giving up another run here.
Oh,
curveball.
Good catch there by Joe.
Hitter peeled that one right down the third baseline. Yep, Joe Hammond makes a nice play down there. The green wave threatened there in the top half third inning, but don't get a run. The score remains a 5-1 Indian lead.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
At Full Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back here in the bottom half of the third inning. Leading off here for the Indians this inning is going to be Cody Shinneberry, followed by Owen Shane and Riley Will. Cody comes up, last at bat with a single. First pitch, base hit right up the middle, right past the pitcher. Off his leg almost. Cody rounds first there. That'll be a base, leadoff base hit there for the innings. Brings up left fielder, Owen Shane. Be really nice here to be able to see the bottom half of the lineup here. Get a run or two for the Indians. Going up to play here with Riley Will on deck, followed by Kobe. Round off the order. We got a time right here. Bullpen pitcher for Greenville is warming up without a helmet on. catcher, I should say.
And they're still trying to figure out the helmet situation.
All right, here we go. Umpire stepping back in here. Own chain up here, no outs. Cody Shinnerberry over on first after leadoff base hit. Sun went away a little bit here, but still don't feel too bad. Pitcher throws over to first, keep Cody close. Steps back into the plate here. Pitcher gets a sign, comes set. Owen scores around for a bunt, gets it down. Third baseman fields it. Throws over to first, gets first out of the inning. But that will advance Cody over to second base. Perfectly placed bunt right there by Owen. Exactly what he needs to do, get the runner over. That will bring up Riley Little to the plate. With Kobe on deck. One away here for the Indians. Runner on second. First baseman playing in for Riley. First pitch ball inside. Riley will let off the last inning with the hard hit single up the middle. Looking to stay higher and do the same thing again. Score a run maybe this time. Riley hits one hard out the center field. Center fielder comes in for it. He's playing pretty deep out there, dropped right in front of him. That will send Cody over to third. He wasn't sure if I was going to be caught or not. So I'll put runners on the corners here for the nine-hole Kobe with one out.
Kind of looked like the center fielder just gave up on it.
Yeah.
He just let it drop right in front of him.
Yeah. Feels like he's trying too hard to dive out there. On first and third here, see if we'll send Riley down again. Haven't thrown down the second once yet in the first and third play.
They're all playing in. The outfield is.
Outfield has moved in after two balls in a row this jump in front of the center fielder. First pitch. Straight catch the outside corner. Riley will steal second though easily. The runner there on second and third, one out here for Kobe. Next pitch, Kobe gets a perfectly placed bunt down just the right side of the pitcher. That'll score Cody as the pitcher throws down the first.
A little bit of an awkward slide from Cody into home.
Wasn't the prettiest of it.
Was not.
He got there, though.
He was safe. That'll score. So that scores one right there. Right? Safety bump by Kobe. Safety squeeze. I'll move Riley over to third. And bring off our leadoff batter, Ryan Post, with two outs here. That now makes the score 6-1 in favor of the Indians. First pitch here to Ryan. Fouled back towards the houses. Ryan looks like he's 2-for-2 on the day with a double and a single.
Hitting the ball well?
Hitting the ball well, hitting it hard. That's what you want to see out of your leadoff man. Next pitch, in the dirt, Riley gets a great jump as the ball bounces away from the catcher and easily scores. That another one for the Indians, make it a 7-1 lead here in the bottom half of the third inning. I'll bring, keep Ryan up there with a 1-1 count. Two outs here, the base is empty for him. See him start things over again, go get one more at least for the end of the inning. Big swing and a miss, strike two for Ryan. 1-2 to count. One switch directions, was blown straight in, now it's blown from right to left. For ball two. And outside. 2-2 to count here.
Two outs.
Two outs. junior pitcher Tyler Beike on the mound for the Green Wave. Pitch, curveball, just missed that outside corner. Almost had him for the backdoor curveball, pretty close.
Full count.
Full count here, two outs. Payoff pitch for ball four. That'll send Ryan down the first base. Now we'll bring up the DH for today, the junior, Riley Post. He's 0-0 so far in the day with two walks and scored both times while he's on base. First pitch for Riley is strike.
Catcher threw down first, tried to get Ryan out. Didn't happen.
Not quite. Pitch here for Riley inside. Takes it for a ball. Ryan heads down the second catch try, but Ryan slides in there just a bit safe. Throws a little bit short. Better throw, and maybe would have got it. But Ryan had a nice slide in there. Makes the count here 1-1 here for Riley. Two outs yet. Big base hit here. Score run. Be nice. Riley takes that one for a ball up a little bit. 2-1. Just hit the top of the net and stayed in.
That came in and hit us.
Coming pretty close. Makes the count here 2-2. Two outs here, and Ryan Post hanging out there on second base.
Yeah, Deuce's situation again.
Deuce is wild. And
ooh,
big curveball. Strike three, it's at the top half of the zone, I'd say. It's close, but that'll end the third inning, but not after the end. Score two more to make score 7-1 favor the Indians.
Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $7. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish that they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. American Lanes, great fish dinners for only $7. 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here in the top half of the fourth inning. The Indians scored two last inning to give themselves a 7-1 lead here. In this game, the beautiful home opener here for the Indians. Here in the top half of the fourth inning, leading off for the Green Wave, is Warren Hartzell, Terry Miller, and Titan Grote. The Indians looking good here so far. They've been making plays defensively and hitting the ball hard all around the place. First pitch for ball on the outside corner. Nice here to hold him and score a few more runs here in next inning to finish this game up in five innings. That'd be nice. Next pitch inside.
Oh,
takes out the center field. Regan takes a dive for it and just misses it. Gets under his glove. But Owen's out there perfectly backing him up.
Good hustle by Owen.
Great hustle. Got the guy at first.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice for an outfield whenever you're able to take those chances and then there's guys behind you. So that'll put Warren Hartzell on first, and that'll bring up the left fielder Terry Miller for the Green Wave. Terry Miller last at bat, ground ball to shortstop. First pitch of the ball in the dirt. 1-0 count. Next pitch ball, and looks like Smiles bounced over Garrett's head there. Gets past him. The runner heads over to second.
I don't know how that happened. Didn't look like it hit the plate.
A big hop somehow. 2-0 count here. The pitch. Swing. Regan's chasing it down. He's up. Under it. Just lost his glove as he was running back towards it.
Dang it.
Second was looking to tag, so he only gets over to third, but the batter heads over to second. All right, so that's an E8. That probably should have been caught. No outs here, and you need to calm down here, get a big first out, get things going back their way again. Big curveball in there for strike one. 0-1 count here. Green Wave has runners on second, third here. No outs for the batter, Titan Grote. Titans last time up. Ground ball to shortstop as well.
Got some movement in the bullpen for the Indians.
Greasy down there. 17. Cole Greasy. The coldest pitch the other night. How many pitches did you say through?
He had...
came in relief the other night for Joe.
31 pitches the other night.
31 pitches.
Pitched really well. Had his curveball working.
That's what you like to see out of a young guy like him. 2-1 count here for the batter. Pitch. Swings up the middle. Riley fields it. Throws over to first for the first out of the inning. That will score a run and move over runner to third. Make the score 7-2 here. So in front of the inning. That'll bring up Reed Haynes for Greenville. Followed by Cole Francis. Looks like Jerry Kalt. Coach Kalt was taking a time here talking to the infield. And pitches Kobe out here.
Kobe has 52.
Looks like he's talking to the young right-hander. Let's stick with him here for a bit. He heads back to the dugout. Got one out here. Green Wave's at their 7 hole. With the runner on third here. Indians holding up a 5-run lead in the bottom of the 4th inning.
Kobe's got that security blanket behind him.
Always love pitching with runs. Kobe steps back on the mound here. Things get back into play. Just find the pitch. And big curveball for strike one. Start off that. 0-1 here. Reed Haynes' last at-bat tried bunting it. Hit it as it was running towards first for an offensive interference. Out. Next pitch in there for another curveball for strike two looking. 0-2 to count here on Reed. Runner on third. And fastball, foul pitch. Way to hang back there by Garrett Faller. Went up in the zone a little bit there. Good job by Garrett Hall to hang in there.
Be great to get out of here with only one run.
Be perfect, especially after letting two guys on right away. First pitch, another curveball. Foul back towards the backstop. O-1 count here for Mr. Cole Francis, shortstop for Greenville. Next pitch is in there for swinging strike two. Kobe's got the curveball locked in. Makes it tough whenever a pitcher has more than one pitch. Keeps the batters guessing. And we'll throw either one for a strike whenever you want. Next pitch, just a bit low. Count here 1-2. Still two outs for the Indians. next pitch, just a bit outside. Garrett looks to runner back to third. Gives another deuces wild situation for the Indians. They're on the field this time. Sign here, the pitch, curveball.
Oh,
to third baseman, just over his glove. Looks like took a little bit of funky hop.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like.
Off the bat, number 19.
Gives a green wave a run here, make it score 7-3. I'll put Cole Francis on first and brings Ethan up to the plate. It looks like that's going to be it for Kobe. As Coach Cal calls time, goes out and visits Kobe. Looks like they're bringing in the junior right-hander, Cole Greasy. We just talked about pitch the other night over at Lincoln View. Clayton, you said you got a chance to see him and he looked pretty good.
I think so.
So hopefully I'll be able to build off that performance here tonight.
I think he might have even surprised himself with how well he pitched.
Yeah, their first outing of the year.
So we struggled a little bit with our pitching Tuesday night, but Cole came in at the end of the game, and
a game like that's what you want. Things looking promising for the rest of the season, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like that change here brings Cole off the bench into the game. It looks like they're sending Kobe over to second base, moving Ryan from second base over to shortstop, and they're sending Riley Will out to the outfield to replace one of the three, but we're not sure which one yet. There's four of them sitting out there. Cole Greasy, the junior right-hander. Looks like Riley Will's going out there to replace Regan Martin. So it looks like essentially Cole came in for Regan. So I have to tell you, mark that up in the book.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing the book the whole time.
Catch you sleeping over there. So, now it looks like they'll be keeping in the DH. So we got two outs here. Top half, fourth inning. Indians started out here with the green wave, scoring one in the first. Indians came back and scored two more of their own in the bottom half of the first inning. Indians held the green wave scoreless through the second. The Indians scored three more. Held the green wave scoreless again in the third. The Indians scored another two. The bottom half of the third. They've given up two so far this inning.
Kobe finished with 60 pitches.
60 pitches.
Threw 3 2/3. I wouldn't say that's bad.
Not bad. First outing of the year. Couldn't ask for a better day to pitch on than last ended up being. Always looks pretty on the scoreboard whenever you see your team scoring every inning. So,
oh yeah,
so we get these runs back here. Cole comes in, first pitch just a bit inside. Looks like the ball, a little bit of a running two seamer he's throwing out here. Up the bat for the Green Wave is Ethan Flannery. On deck their leadoff man, Landon Eldridge. Second pitch in there for ball two.
Umpire's not liking that inside.
Cutting the corners away a little bit here. 2-0 count here. Next pitch.
There we go.
Corner. 2-1 the count here for the 9-hole batter for Greenville. Greenville has some more activity down in the bullpen. Next pitch.
Oof.
Look good. Haven't missed my much. 3-1 count here.
See Chelsea Colleague walking. Don't forget about the Fort Recovery Volleyball Alumni Tournament, May 3rd.
Coming up here. Brand new thing this year, huh?
Yes.
Should be exciting.
Something
new is always,
for it.
Always fun around here.
Get your team signed up and get in contact with either Chelsea or Diana Rammel.
May 3rd, that is?
Yep.
Foul tip back to the backstop there. Makes count here full for the batter. Get the batter here a full count at 3-2. with a runner on first with two outs, and the runner will probably be going here on the pitch. Let's see if he can trick him a little bit there. Let's pick him off over at first. Next pitch, ground ball right back to Cole. He flips over to second to get the third out of the inning. Indians get out of that one. Only giving up two. They maintain the 7-3 lead.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The AL234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Indians have a 7-3 lead. They bring up the heart of their order, leading off with Garrett Fuller, followed by Joe Homan and Ian Homan. So Garrett looking to come back after a big, what was it, a double his last at bat?
Yeah, way down the
left field line, crushed one. So looking to build off that performance. He takes first pitch in there for a strike one. Next pitch is in there, swings.
Down the right field line.
Right down the right field line. Right fielder takes a dive for it, doesn't quite get it. Garrett heads in a second. An easy double there.
That ball tailed off real hard.
Ball slicing.
He's hitting the crap out of the ball today, though.
Sweet. What you like to see out of your three-hole, man?
Hitting it all over the field.
Gotten on base all three times.
With that lead-off double there for Garrett, that'll bring out the third baseman, Joe Homan. Joe Homan with a sacrifice bunt his first at-bat. First pitch, called strike in the outside corner. Oh, umpire's got extended the outside corner zone quite a bit there. Next pitch, Joe takes up left center.
Got between all three of them.
Looks like that ball just died. Went right over the shortstop, right just in front of the outfielders. That will keep Garrett over at second base. And that will bring up the first baseman, Ian Homan.
Number 16, Ian Homan!
With one of the, I'd have to say, worst walk-up songs, Ian, playing Baby Shark.
I don't know if that was his choice or the announcer's choice.
That might have been Gavin's choice.
First pitch on the inside corner makes count 1-0 here for Ian. Ian looking to keep this, get this big inning going here at the, for some RBIs here.
Ooh.
Like Jerry getting the bunt sign, tries to put him right down the first base line. His first baseman's back, but rolls foul halfway down the line.
Ian will get them wheels a-churning.
The Indians gave up two runs last inning, hoping to get some back here. For your Reds fans out there, looks like the Reds just took a 5-2 lead. Got a big Dietrich home run.
Your thoughts for the Reds this year?
Yeah, things are exciting, but I don't know what to expect. Such a tough division they're in. Everyone else getting better, too. Ian takes the next two on the outside for balls, 2-3. Make the count here 3-1. They got a lot of excitement this year. It's been a while since Reds fans have been. Ian hits a hard ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop makes a nice stop. Has to throw over to first. Joe got a good head start over to second. And he will get Ian out at first for the first out of the inning. Now put runners on second and third here. One out. And it looks like the green wave is going to take a time. And looks like they're going to make the pitching substitution. So it looks like they will be taking out Tyler Beike and be bringing in Alex Kolb off the bench. Clayton, we go to commercial here. They take a little bit to warm up here.
Yep, can do.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think your cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of diabetic therapeutic shoes. Our pharmacists will measure, fit, and mold both shoes and inserts to fit the individual's needs. Kalp Pharmacy reimbursement specialists will bill your diabetic shoes directly to Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 to learn more about diabetic shoes and to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here after the pitching change from the Green Wave. Green Wave running freshman lefty Alex Kolb. And he's bringing up to the plate the senior Cody Shinneberry as they're holding a 7-3 lead here. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning with Joe Hellman standing on second and Garrett Fowler standing on third. Just waiting to score out there. Two ducks on the pond here for Cody. First pitch, ball high. Cody's been hitting the ball hard here also today. His first hit was a single up the middle, and his last one was also a single up the middle. Picking the left and right side of the pitcher. Cody scores for a bunt. What a perfect bunt.
All the way down the third
base line. Third baseman was playing deep. That ball followed the line all the way down the third to the third baseman. Realized he had no chance getting anything out.
That couldn't have been more perfect.
I was perfectly executed there by the senior. So there's Cody staying on first base. That does score a run as runners on second and third advance. That gives the Indians an 8-3 lead and brings up Owen Shane to the plate with Riley Will on deck. A little lefty-lefty matchup here for Owen. Cody takes off in the first pitch. Catcher doesn't even bother and throws it right back to the pitcher.
We've had first and third a bunch of times tonight.
Yep. Taking advantage of every single one, too. First pitch in there was a strike there for Owen. Next pitch here. Hard foul ball. Almost taking out the camper window down there at third.
Looks like old Coach Kalp likes to stay aggressive.
He's ready to get out of here in five innings here, too. He'll get five more runs here. Oh, and staying alive there with a nice little foul ball. Not the pitch he wanted, but... O2 count here for Owens. He steps back into the plate, battling away. Next pitch. Swinging bunt almost, it looks like. Oh! It was too far out for the catcher as he had to stay home. Hold the guy, keep the guy at third, and the pitcher couldn't, well, bobbled it a little bit, couldn't get out at first. So. That will load the bases. And that will bring up the center fielder, Riley Will, with Kobe Wendell on deck.
Not exactly what you expected out of that last play, but we'll take it.
Take it and hope capitalize here. First pitch on the outside, Riley fouls it off out towards the parking lot. Sounds like corner of the crowd, it just missed the car.
My car's that direction. Uh-oh.
Maybe we'll be watching it here soon. Next pitch, just a bit inside there. Even the count out at 1-1. Next pitch, outside. 2-1 here for Riley. Riley has been hitting the ball well here today, too. As he is 2-for-2 at the plate. Next pitch, strike on that outside corner.
Let's go, Riley.
2-2 count here for Riley, one out. Bases loaded for the Indians. Chance to score some more runs. Give Cole a little bit more support. And inside for a swing, strike 3. For the second out of the inning there.
Dang it.
That'll bring up the second baseman, Kobe Wendell, looking to score some more runs. Give himself, make sure he gets that W today. Base loaded yet here. Joe Homan on third. Cody Shinneberry on second. Owen Chain on first. First pitch, swinging strike 1.
Taking some good hacks.
That's what you like to see. Like you said, being aggressive. Next pitch, popped up and behind the plate.
Ouch.
Catcher gets to it, to the fence.
Right between two fans.
Looks like they're pretty lucky there, isn't it? Doesn't look like they moved too much, did they?
No. A little lean, and it went right between them.
0-2 count here for Kobe.
Kobe's due for a hit, hasn't had a hit.
Clear the bases. It'd be nice.
Pitch here to Kobe, inside for a ball.
Isn't it a rule now that you can't lean in on pitches?
Sort of. Say it's more of a judgment call. So you see on Twitter and social media, the college. But you have to make an attempt. But a lot of it's umpires' judgment. So I say college has been having some troubles lately with that. You see on social media.
Thought I saw that.
Where guys would turn, but they say they don't make enough of an attempt. But.
I think that's how they've had a game finished this year.
Yeah, yep. I haven't been pretty for that. Ball 2 low. Joe gets late jump, trying to go, but looks like he gets back in time, starts heading back and gets back in time to third.
Dang it.
That would have been a bad idea, but didn't quite get the best jump there. That ball 2 will make the count 2-2 here for Kobe. So it makes it, as Peyton likes to say, deuces wild. Kobe hits a little squiller down to first. First baseman fields it and tags Kobe out right in front of first base. So the Indians ended up with bases loaded there, but ended up getting one across to make the score here, 8-3.
Have you been been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Hello, this is Jackie Boring from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We're back here in the top half of the fifth inning. Indians are holding on to an 8-3 lead for the Green Wave. Leadoff Lemons there. Leadoff batter, Lynn Eldridge, followed by Ethan Saylor and Tyler Beicke. Cole on the bump here. First pitch, ground ball. Kobe Wandle at second fields it. Toss over to first. The first out of the inning.
Good recovery.
Kobe bobbled it a little bit, but stayed calm. Got that out. So that'll be first out there.
Up to bat, number 7, Ethan Saylor.
The catcher of the Green Wave, Ethan Saylor. Ethan with the walk, his first at bat, and a strikeout of the last one. First pitch, takes a swing, ball out to right field. Cody Shinneberry chasing it.
Oh, nice catch.
He came in charging hard on that little short one. Ball's just dying out there.
Number 5, Tyler.
That'll be two outs here. The top half to fifth.
Cole can get out of here in three pitches.
Three pitches, three outs. What's better than that? The pitcher. Bring up Tyler Beicke to the plate for the Green Wave. First pitch, look at that. Took a swing, but going to fall in there for a base hit right in front of the left fielder.
Not much you can do about that.
Nope. A good looking swing and hit there by Tyler. But keep on throwing strikes. That'll be the first base runner, the first hit for Green Wave this inning. And that will bring up Warren Hartzell. There's two outs and runner on first. Over at the pitch, runner takes off. Garrett, nice throw to second.
Got him.
And got him to the third out of the inning. That was a nice throw, a nice catch there by Garrett and Ryan to get that third out of the inning. So that's after 5.5, 4.5, and in lead 8-3.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglick, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back here in the bottom of the fifth. The Indians are holding on to 8-3 lead here in their home opener. It's a beautiful Thursday, so it looks like the sun's hiding a little bit. Some clouds are coming up, so hopefully that rain keeps on holding off, which it should. Leading off here for the Indians, this inning is the top of our lineup with Ryan Post, Riley Post, and Garrett Fowler. Ryan here is on the day so far. Is 2-for-2 with the walk. Looking to keep things going here.
Leading off for the Indians, number 13, Ryan Post.
You got a World Series prediction?
Unfortunately, I don't.
No? I wasn't sure.
I had a guess. Right now, probably got to go Boston right now. And I don't know, Washington's favorites over there. Bryce Harper makes everything fun. It's big strike two there for Ryan. He fouled out the first one. Big swing and miss in the second one here. Let's count here 0-2 for Ryan. Ryan kind of half swings on that and catches a break as it kind of took a check bounce right past, right underneath third baseman's glove as he couldn't get to it, and Ryan beats it out.
Some nice home field advantage there.
Yes, we'll take it any day of the week.
That'll
bring up the DH, Riley Post. First one outside and looked a little bit low.
It's a good thing they play these games as early as they do, because I don't think anyone in about a 5-mile radius would be able to sleep right now with Gavin and Clay.
Not wrong on that one. Next pitch, Riley scores at the bump but fouls it as it goes back to the backstop. Bump foul for the count here 0-2. Indians so far scored every inning, so to keep that trend going. That's a confident and gonna make Coach Kelp proud there, seeing that early on in the season, seeing the bats working. Pitch, runner takes off towards second. Riley's swing and miss for strike three, but Ryan slides into second easily. A Riley strikeout there will be the first out of the inning. That'll bring up a three hole. Garrett Fowler. Garrett, as we said earlier, has been hot all day with a single and two doubles. He takes first one in there for strike one. And count here 0-1. Looking to score Ryan in from second. One out. The pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Third base and Joe Homan on deck. Pitcher gets a sign. And swinging strike three for Garrett. That one looked to be a little low up in the zone. Got him chasing, but that'll be his second out of the inning. Now bring up the third baseman, Joe Homan. With Ian Homan on deck. So it's lefty for Greenville's. Been impressive so far. Freshman. Throwing a little bit harder than the first guy, and throwing strikes. Joe fouls the first one back for a foul ball, strike one. Next pitch, in the dirt. Catcher makes a nice block to keep in front of him, keep Ryan over there at second. Next count here, 1-1. Hull gets a sign. Pitches another one in the dirt. Catcher making some nice plays down there. Ryan with a big lead. Throws down the second as he gets in there easily. Like the catcher, the shortstop did a little fake throw to the pitcher, tried to do a little hit and ball trick there, but Indians dugout was all over that one. Catcher gets back on. Pitcher gets back on the mound. Pitches it. Pitch to Joe. Down the first base. First baseman fields it cleanly and steps on first for the third out of the inning. So Indians don't get one across that inning, but they still maintain an 8-3 lead after five complete.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here in the top half of the sixth inning. Indians are holding on to an 8-3 lead here.
Cole Breezy still in the bump for the Indians.
Greenville brings up their 4-5-6 batters this inning, leading off with Warren Hartzell. First pitch for Cole was a slow, big curveball in the dirt, ball one. So we got some basketball on tonight. Clayton, who do you have one as well? How's your bracket looking?
My bracket's not looking good. I seem to pick the exact opposite of whoever is going to actually win in round of 64. So
tell me who you pick then next year, so I know who to pick.
So I had Marquette in my final four.
Yikes.
And they go out in round one, so not looking too hot.
Cole gets behind you on the batter, 3-0. Next pitch is in there for a strike one. It should be some good games on tonight. Hey, a lot of close ones that they're predicting right now.
I'm excited.
And ball four there for the leadoff batter for the Green Wave. We'll send him down to first base. And that'll bring up...
Terry Miller.
Like the coach is going to call time and get a pinch runner down there at first. Pinch runner for them will be Connor Mills, a sophomore for them, running for Warren Hartzell. So we got no outs here. Green Wave got their leadoff batter on.
You got a bracket favorite for tournament?
I was a big Duke. I didn't think Duke could be touched until last week, you know, but... I've been a fan of watching Tennessee, but I can see Oregon being asleep over there too. So
I love watching Oregon.
I like Oregon and Tennessee out of that top half. Get one of those two, I think, could make a good run here.
I think Virginia is the one seed with the biggest odds to fall.
Yep, I can believe that.
But I think that bottom part of the bracket with North Carolina, Auburn, and Kentucky is real tough.
It's even Houston.
Oh yeah,
them, but.
I think all four of those teams could do damage in the final four.
And Auburn's hot, they're hot. Time's called back in here. Cole Greedy, first pitch, throws it up for ball one. Garrett throws down the first, try to get the runner, but the runner slides back in. 1-0 count here. Runner on first yet. Pitch. Foul ball right in the dugout. It looked like about took out a few of the Indian players, but
I think we got
some quick reflexes over there.
Yeah. Couple of guys went running.
Back bends, Matrix, like Matrix.
Couple others tried to catch it, but everyone's all good.
1-1 count, next pitch, foul back, heading right to the bus. Didn't hear anything. One-two count here on Terry Miller. Cole gets a sign. And curveball just a bit inside. Looked like he's about to wear it, but got just out of the way. 2-2 count, earned first. Indians hold on the 8-3 lead.
Oh,
another slow curve on the inside corner. He fouls off down the third baseline.
He couldn't help that one.
Yeah, so he tried to lay off, but I got the big slow curve in there coming in. Hits it out the right field. Cody's chasing that one down. He's under it for the catch for the first out of the inning. Nice putt there by the right fielder, Cody Shinneberry, making it look routine. That'll be the first out of the inning. And that will bring up Titan Grote, the first baseman for the Green Wave. Runner still on first. Cole Greedy gets a sign. First pitch of ball gets past Garrett there. The runner will head down to second base easily. Makes an 0-1 or 1-0 count. Pitch just a bit inside. Like you said, the umpire hasn't been calling many inside corners here lately. Just on the outside corner, he's been loving it though. Next pitch, swing, strike two, strike one. 2-1 count here for Titan Grote. Runner on second yet. One out for the Indians. The pitch. Ground ball to Cole, gets past him. Ryan makes a nice play at short, flips over to first. Gets the second out of the inning. Runner on second, advance over to third.
That looked as routine can be.
Nice play up the middle. Backing up his pitcher there.
Ryan looked like he's made that play every single day of his life.
That'll bring up Reed Haynes for the Green Wave. With two away and a runner on third. As Green Wave is down 5. First pitch fouled back towards us.
Almost at the ump. Right in the left.
That'll be a fun one to wear.
You would know.
Haven't been hit yet. Reed steps back in the batter's box here. Takes that ball down the left field line, and it's fair. With Owen Chains chasing towards it, over towards the bullpen. He's stretching out for a double. But it looks like he's headed back to first as Owen got a pretty good jump on that ball and good throw down to second. Not only a single, but not before they do score a run. Score one run to chip away at the lead. Next to score 8-4 here.
Bunch of credit to the outfielders today. They're getting to them balls. And
they've been helping out a lot.
Turning normal doubles into singles.
A big curve ball. Looks like called for ball one. Looks like the umpire didn't think it broke in time. I think it broke about 5 feet, though. Cole comes right back with it, and the batter with a big swinging strike one.
That looked slow. That was good.
Ouch.
Got a nice slow 5-6 foot breaking ball. Yeah. Bottom falling out of it. Next pitch. Ball, like just a little bit low, maybe. 2 on the count. Here for Cole Francis. Runner on first here and 2 away. Pitch in the dirt. Garrett makes a nice stop there to keep the runner at first. Makes the count here 3-1 for the batter, Cole Francis. pitch. Ooh. Not the 3-1 swing you're wanting out of your batter there. A little high and inside. And ball four.
We got another deuces wild situation. My favorites. No, I don't. Oh, I was full wrong.
Count. Full count here for batter Cole Francis. And looks like ball four just a bit outside there for Cole.
I'll figure out this book sometime.
Slowly but surely. That walk will send Cole Francis down to first and advance Reed Haynes over to second. That will bring up the pitcher, Alex Cobb. The young freshman lefty sends one out to left field. That ball is tailing away from Owen, but Owen's under it and catches it for a third out of the inning. So, innings get out of that little bit of trouble there after giving up one run. Indians favor after 5.5, 8-4.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loaded backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery Baseball Field. I'm not sure if there's a name for this, but coming up for the Indians in the bottom of the sixth, it'll be Ian, Cody, Owen, and Riley. Ian Holman starting it off. He's hit the ball hard probably, I'd say, almost every time this season, but today he's hit the ball hard. Got a hit out of it. First one, apparently a little high. Probably was. That one was, I thought, a little low and outside. He calls it. It's, I know he's been calling kind of wide zone, and that's okay. Doesn't hurt anything as long as he's calling it both ways. That one's high. So 2-1 to Ian Holman, leading it off. Cody Shinneberry on deck. Hart's a little left-handed freshman. That one's a little low. This will be 3-1. Scoreboard's still showing 2-1, but I believe it's 3-1. That's a strike. So scoreboard showing 2-2, but I believe it's 3-2. Ian fouls that one off to the right, way over the first base dugout. Huh? Out into the parking lot. Get your car there.
Somebody's car. Hopefully not mine.
I thought I heard a thump.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Ian back in there. Rips one hard past the third baseman into left field. Left fielder fields it. Ian strolls into first base with a leadoff single here for our Indians. And Cody Shinneberry, he'll come up. He's been on base every time. Three singles. Cody's been hitting the ball well this the spring so far for game here, and he's made a few outs, but he's been hitting the ball. He's been making great contact and seeing the ball well. First pitch, a little low, but strike.
Had a beautiful bunt down the third baseline.
That was awesome.
That was, couldn't have been better.
That was beautiful. Yeah, his last time up was really nice. Goes inside out on that one. Left fielder back has it. Kind of turned him around a little bit, but one out. So Ian stays at first. So now we have Owen Shane, followed by Riley Will. One on, one out for the Indians here in the top of inning, or excuse me, bottom of inning number six. Indians lead 8-4. Owen Shane. So we've got Ian Holman at first. One man out. That one's outside. 2-0. So one's going to probably wait for a good one. He was on last time with a single. One's been making good contact also this summer. Right, kind of right down the middle, but I don't think he was going to swing at it no matter where it was. Make him throw up a strike, and he did. 2-1 with one out. Swings late at a low one. 2-2 now. He wanted to, then he didn't want to, and he went ahead. But it was already in the catcher's glove, and it was about 2 inches off the plate when it went across. So that one was a fooler. 2-2 here to Owen. And swing and a miss, but he struck out. He heads for first, and now we got Ian in a rundown because he headed for first. Ian had to go to second. Then they caught Ian in the rundown, and that is out number three. So that is not how that was supposed to go. So that one, I'm not exactly sure how I wanted to call that, so I didn't say anything for a little bit. So 8-4 after six complete, heading to the top of the seventh. We'll be back in a minute.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Top of the seventh, top of the order for the Green Wave. They need four to tie, more to take the lead. Indians lead 8-4. First pitch, a ball. They've got the top of the order. Landon Eldridge, your batter. Ethan Saylor on deck, the catcher. And Tyler Beike on deck. Eldridge has flied out twice to center field. And also grounded out to the second baseman this last time up. That went a little inside, so 2-1 the count. Cole's right around that plate, but he's just a little off and getting some pretty good pitches in there. Hard hit ball, second base. Kobe has it. Over to Ian. One up, one down for the Green Wave here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring the catcher, Ethan Saylor. He'll come to the plate with a walk in the first inning, struck out in the third, and flied out to right field back in the fifth. One out. That one's outside, probably a little low. So 1-0. One out here. 8-4 Indians, top of the seventh. That one was a little outside, but it cut across the corner of the plate on that curveball. That was a nice pitch. 1-1 now.
Umpires love in the outside part of the zone.
Yep, and it did. Now, when it got to the back of the plate, it wasn't across the plate, but the front part, it cut across that corner, and that was a very good call by the umpire. That was a great curveball, and it curved at exactly the right time. Almost unhittable. Ball and two strikes now with the foul. That one's a little outside and low. So it's 2-2. Nobody on for the Green Wave here in the top of the seventh. One man out. Catcher Ethan Saylor, the number two batter at the plate. That one's high. And that's a full count. 3-2-1 on the scoreboard. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Pitch to Saylor. Hits him. Ouch. Ouch. So that gives him a base runner with one out. One on, one out. And Coach Kalp is going to go out and talk to Cole. See what we're thinking about. Everybody's going out there. I think he's going out, one, to kind of calm him down a little bit and say everything's okay, and also to get with the infield and say, this is what we're going to do. Make sure you have it in your head, if this ball comes to you, what you're going to do. Get the double play if you can, but get an out for sure. We want to get as many outs as we can. We've got a 4-run lead and only one man on, so the tying run would be in the on-deck circle. And that's a long way around before that would happen, I think. So if we can keep Cole kind of calmed down and make sure the infield knows where they're going, nothing to get excited about right now. And I hope there isn't after this batter here. Hit hard to the second baseman, knocks it down. And that puts runners on first and second. Could not come up with that. And would we call that an error?
I think so.
I think so, too. I don't like that. It came to him. It did handcuff him a little, but I think he could have had that. And so we have runners on first and second. And now the cleanup batter, Warren Hartzell, is your batter. Pretty nice pitch, but they call it a ball. Still one out. Now runners at first and second. Tying run now at the, tying run is, at the plate. Fly ball out to center field, caught for the second out, runners stay. So that came out pretty well. We got two outs now. We only need to get the batter here.
Up to bat, number 11.
So yeah, we're up 4. I think I said the tying run was at the plate, but tying run was in the on deck circle. I'm looking at that wrong, so.
Just need one more out.
Tony Miller now, your batter, or Terry Miller, excuse me, for the Green Wave. That one looked like it was going to be over his head and dropped down into the strike zone. Man, that was a beautiful pitch.
That curveball.
Yeah.
Finds its way in.
Yep. He's got that, and I'm not sure what a knuckleball looks like, but he has one. When it works, it's scary. And a swing and a miss, and a throw back to first, and got him. He didn't dive back. Throw to Ian. Ian, of course, wasn't looking. He just automatically, like you're supposed to do, flips his glove back and tagged the guy as his foot was coming down on the bag, but it was not there yet. That is 3 outs, and the Indians get away with a little bit there in the seventh inning when they allowed two base runners to get on. But final score, Indians 8, Green Wave 4. We'll be back in just a minute.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with the dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high-efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you have a question about diabetes? At Kalp Pharmacy, we have pharmacists to answer your questions about diabetes, show you how to measure your blood sugar levels, advise you on nutrition, and provide you with critical information regarding the medication you are taking to manage your diabetes. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to schedule your personal diabetes consultation today and get the support you need to monitor and balance life with diabetes. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Bruin from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We're back here at the baseball diamond here at home. Indians come away with an 8-4 victory and go to 2-1 on the early season. Indians, 8 runs on, looks like, 12 hits. And Green Wave, 4 runs on 3 hits. Had an error or two and some base on balls and some things like that. But there's some things we need to clean up, but overall, I would say the Indians played pretty well. Very nice pitching by Kobe Wendell. And again, Cole Grizzly for the second time this season. He's come out and pitched very well in relief. You know, we're short on arms a little bit. We didn't know that Kobe was going to be pitching because he's had some elbow trouble, I think it is. Ryan Post could be a pitcher, but he's got some problems. I think there's two other ones that are just, you know, nursing problems, and we don't want to hurt them this early in the season. So it's just tough to come up with pitchers, but we've done very well, and I'm pretty happy with how this has gone. What do you think of today's game, Clayton?
I think team's looking good right now. I mean, it's still really early in the season, but I think for a young group of guys that you have here, this is about all you could ask for. I mean, Lincoln View Tuesday night's a state-ranked team.
Yeah.
And gave it best shot. Didn't go the way you wanted it to, but two very beatable teams in Greenville and
Salina.
And did what you had to do, got out with two wins.
Yeah, and I think part of what helped us in especially Greenville and Salina, they're not throwing their best pitchers at us, but we're not throwing our best pitcher at them either. So you know, it's just let's see who can hit and you know, get some innings in, get some playing. This is the first game on this field, and I believe they said last night was the first time our kids all season had been on this field. I don't think they're ever even in the outfield doing stuff. I know they weren't on the infield till last night, and so it's, you know, it's kind of, you know, by now usually you've had, you know, numerous times you've been playing on that infield, so you know where the hops are and all that kind of stuff. But I thought the Indians did really well, and now tomorrow there's a game scheduled at St. Henry. Might be a little bit of rain. It's a non-league game, so it's not critical that we get that in. If we aren't able to get that in, I'm sure we'll try to make it up, but it won't be one of those that we have to make up. There is some rain forecast for tomorrow, and it all depends on how and when that comes and how much it is. And then Saturday, we have a single game scheduled with Crestview starting at 11. That looks bad for rain too, but you'll be able to know all about whether the games are on or not with social media and all that. So if you decide to get out there to St. Henry tomorrow and up here for Crestview on Saturday, we encourage you to come out here, help cheer these guys on. I went around and I counted. I saw a little over 100 people here, like 103 or 4 today. That's pretty good for our first home game because a lot of people aren't in that mode yet. And, you know, we're going to be bringing you virtually all the games this season. There'll be one we won't be able to bring you, but we'll be bringing you all, basically all the games this year. But don't use that as an excuse to not to come out and root these guys on. So, and I think Bob and Dave will both be back tomorrow and Saturday if we get those games in. So, I don't know. What else you got there, Clayton? Anything?
Nope.
All right. So, again, I want to remind you, tomorrow night at St. Henry, non-league game. Saturday, here at home, 11 o'clock, single game. Again, Indians come away with an 8-4 victory. Looked pretty good. Kobe Wendell with some nice pitching to start the game. I think he went a little over four innings, or right at four, three and two-thirds, maybe.
Yeah, 3 2/3.
And looked very good. And then Cole Grizzy came in and did very well again for the second time this season. So he's, you know, we didn't know what we had coming in because we only have one player on our varsity that had a varsity win pitching last year, and that's Joe Homan. So we didn't really know what we had pitching, but so far it's been pretty good. So again, for Cole Wendell that helped us out, and Peyton Toby and Clayton Pearson, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Help to the music right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.